Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Ellington, Coltrane, Basie, and of course, as we hear from them each and every week, Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman. Today's show is literally all over the place. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend here in New York, and I guess all over the world. But there are two very unique places where St. Patrick's Day has a special place in my heart. It's Ireland itself and New York. And I've spent most of my life's St. Patrick's Days here. But I'm going to bring you a wide array of music today, to say the least. And to kick off today's show, and that will include some Irish music and some wild cards around that Irish music. But to kick off today's show, I want to bring you a unique sort of new piece for me, Shiny Stockings from Count Basie on New York Standard.
can see clearly now. Rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds, had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, it's gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I can make it now. Pain is gone. All of my bad feelings have disappeared. There is the rainbow I've been praying for. Sunshiny day. Look all around, nothing but blue sky. Look straight ahead, nothing but blue.
Green, Sunday Morning, because it is Sunday morning. And before that, we heard Holly Cole, I Can See Clearly Now, The Rain Is Gone. It's one of my favorite pop songs of all time. And to hear that song interpreted and reinterpreted, there was an Irish band, Hot House Flowers, who did a great version of that tune. And they did it, they also did that live on Saturday Night Live, probably a little over 20 years ago at this point, probably 1990-91, in that time frame. Both really great versions, and I really like Holly Cole, such a clean, clear voice, and I've not kept up with her, but I own her first two records, I think they were. So we're going to kick off the first of two Irish music segments in this week's show. And we're going to start with, somehow I missed the Bing Crosby thing. In as many ways as he was an original, I also feel like he lifted so much of what he did off of Louis Armstrong. And so he was the white guy. And sort of by default, I just sort of knock him down a peg or a few. So I don't own, and frankly, as a result, don't play a whole lot of Bing Crosby. But this song is of particular personal import to me. It's a song called McNamara's Band. And when I was 16, nearly 17, I worked, my very first real job in the world was as a soda jerk at a Greasy Spoon in western New Jersey. And my grandmother was obsessed with any time I ever went to work, if they were staying with us or if she was aware that I was going to work, she would always go into a rendition of McNamara's Band. And so here we have the one and only Bing Crosby doing the one and only McNamara's Band. I hope you enjoy this. This is a kickoff to our Irish music segment.
Oh, me name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns, they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair, the annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the likes of McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go bang and the cymbals clang and the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
My name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I did come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I march along the street, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, there's Uncle Julius playing and with an Irish band. Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and a uniform of green. And I'm the funniest looking Swede that you have ever seen. There are O'Briens and Ryans and Sheens and Means, they come from Ireland. But by Yemeni, I'm the only Swede in McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes to play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Oh,
Celt sound system with a tune called Whirly Reel 2 off of their Maiden Voyage record that came out, gosh, I can't remember exactly. It's an album called Volume 1 Sound Magic. And I want to say that came out around 97 or 98. It's a unique take on Irish music blended with dance rhythm, and even you can hear some of the African instrumentation. So I hope you enjoyed that. It's really a unique, and that may be the wild card of the week. I'm looking at the rest of the playlist. It looks like that might be the wild card of the week. Up next, we're gonna bring it down a little bit after that great dance dirge. This is a fellow by the name of Davy Spillane, and Davy is a master tin whistle and illan pipe player. The illan pipe is the formal pipe of Ireland. Everyone associates the bagpipe with that, and it's really a Scottish instrument that's been co-opted by... there's probably a great story as to how that happened, but the illan pipe is really the Irish national instrument. In terms of pipes, anyway, and Davy Spillane is the master. He makes his own pipes, in fact. So he knows what he does, and it's very similar instrument to the bagpipe, but smaller, much smaller, probably 2/3 smaller, and such a, in my opinion, deeper, richer sound than the bagpipe. So I hope you enjoy this. This is his take of Danny Boy with a special guest vocalist in Sinead O'Connor. Lay back and enjoy Danny Boy from Davy Spillane with the guest vocal by Sinead O'Connor on New York Standard.
Danny Boy, the pipes, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all the flowers are falling. 'Tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the when the valley's hushed and white with snow, and I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Say an Ave there.
Just such a stirring rendition of that song. Stirring may not even be the word. It's just beautiful. That is, again, Davy Spillane with Sinead O'Connor doing Danny Boy. And changing tempo a little bit, this is an outtake from my favorite male vocalist, Johnny Hartman, doing I Get a Kick Out of You. On New York Standard.
Rolling. I Get a Kick, take two.
My story is much too sad to be told. But practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. Tell me, why should it be true? Oh, that I get a kick out of you. Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. But I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every
every time I see you standing there before me, I get a kick, though it's clear to me, you obviously don't adore me. Some get a kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea. That's nothing to do. Out of you, I get a kick out of you. I get a kick out of you.
There was a time when men were kind, when their voices were soft, and their words inviting. There was a time when love was blind, and the world was a song, and the song was exciting. There was a time it all went
as thunder. Thank you.
dice are rolling, the knives are out. Would-be presidents are all around. I don't say they mean harm, but they'd each give an arm to see us 6 feet underground.
It doesn't matter what those morons say. Our nation's leaders are a feeble crew. There's only 20 of them anyway. What is 20 next to millions who are looking to you? All you have to do is sit and wait, keeping out of everybody's way. You'll be handed power on a plate when the ones who matter have their say, and with chaos installed, you can reluctantly agree to be called.
There again, we could be foolish not to quit while we're ahead. For distance lends enchantment, and that is why. All exiles are distinguished, more important, they're not dead. I could find job satisfaction in Paraguay.
This is crazy defeatist talk. Why commit political suicide? There's no risk, there's no call for any action at all when you have unions on your side. He lives by your problems, he shares your ideals and your dream. He supports you, for he loves you, understands you, is one of you. If not, how could he love me?
A new Argentina, a workers' battle song. A new Argentina, the voice of the people rings out loud and long.
Now I am a worker, I've suffered the way that you do. I've been unemployed and I've starved and I've hated it too.
A new Argentina, a new age about to begin.
A new Argentina, we face the world together, and no dissent within.
Nationalization of the industries that the foreigners control.
Participation in the profits that we make.
It's annoying that we have to fight elections for our cause. The inconvenience having to get a majority. If normal methods of persuasion fail to win us applause, there are other ways of establishing authority.
We have ways of making you vote for us, or at least of making you abstain.
Perón has resigned from the army, and this we avow. The descamisados are those he is marching with now. He supports you, for he loves you, understands you, is one of you. If not, how could he love me?
Argentina, the chains of the masses untied.
foolish not to quit while we're ahead. I can see me many miles away, inactive, sipping cocktails on a terrace, taking breakfast in bed, sleeping easy, doing crosswords, it's attractive.
Don't think like you. I often get those nightmares too. They always take some swallowing. Sometimes it's very difficult to keep momentum if it's you that you are following. Don't close doors, keep an escape clause, because we might lose the Big Apple. But would I have done what I did if I hadn't thought, if I hadn't known we would take the country?
Argentina from the original Broadway cast of Evita that was preceded by the original London cast of Les Miserables, both featuring Patti LuPone, an all-time favorite of mine, whether she's acting or singing. She does a little dancing, obviously, but I would never have called Patti LuPone a hoofer by any stretch. But those two shows are probably my favorite modern musicals over the last, say, 30 years. Prior to that, you know, you're starting to get into the Carousel era. You're getting into, and listen, at the end of the day, I have great appreciation for that which Sondheim created. But to some degree, I think those songs stand better alone than together in many ways. And I think that's probably blaspheme. To many fans of Sondheim, but I think to a great extent those songs do stand alone as much as they stand, and maybe that's a testament to his work in itself, is the fact that artists have been able to come along and interpret and reinterpret his music beyond the setting of 20 songs in 3 hours. But to me, the Les Miserables and Evita are amongst my favorite shows over the last 30 years. Changing tone once again, going back to the standard songbook. Not that those aren't standards, but they're standards in a different direction. This is Nat Cole, Lost April, on New York Standard.
Lost April, where did you go? Like winter snow, I saw you vanish. Lost April, so soft and warm, a memory not even time can banish. Lost April that taught me this, a single kiss could lead to heaven, but April had numbers. days. So when they passed, love couldn't last. I lost love and you at April too. So when they passed, love couldn't last. I lost love and you and April too.
Nat Cole with his tender rendition of Lost April. Well, the next artist is another wild card. The next two artists. Well, so here's a little bit of a segue. The next artist is more of an urban... I stop short of calling her urban contemporary. She's actually a Scottish-born black singer. Her name is Emily Sandé. And when my wife and I were in Ireland back in October, I heard her for the first time, and was bowled over by a handful of the one song that I heard of hers, and not this upcoming tune, but for whatever reason, I sought her out when we got back and was flipping through and ended up buying her most recent record. That came out, I think it came out last summer, summer of 2012, and the album is called Our Version of Events, and it's really pretty stem to stern, a strong record, and certainly, any contemporary songwriter that writes his or her own material and plays most of it, I'm going to have massive amounts of respect for. And so Emily Sandé does this beautiful, I can only imagine this song going on into the cabaret book of standards down the road, maybe not immediately, but it's a song called River. It's an unabashed love ballad. So enjoy Emily Sandé doing River on New York Standard.
Darling, look for me. See, can make the load much lighter. I just need you to confide in me. But if you're too proud to follow rivers, how you ever gonna find the sea? So follow me.
Emily Sandé with her song River. Hope you really enjoyed that. I was blown away, legitimately blown away when I heard that song for the first time. So we're going back to Ireland, and it was sort of a segue to that, given that the first time I ever heard Emily was in Ireland. But the next artist is a young woman. She's maybe not so young anymore. I think she was about my age when I discovered her. Young violin prodigy named Eileen Ivers, and based here in the New York area. But if you look at her, she's as much the picture of Ireland as any redhead or the like. This is her song, March Up Fifth, in commemoration of what was Saturday's St. Patrick's Day parade. This is Eileen Ivers with her song March Up Fifth on New York Standard.
Thank you.
Turaloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra. Hush, now don't you cry. Turaloo-ra-loo-ra. Turaloo-ra-la. Turaloo-ra-loo-ra. That's an Irish lullaby. Over in Killarney, many years ago, me mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day.
Bing Crosby, Turaloo-ra-loo-ra, on New York Standard. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to close out today's show with a song I've played once before. We're going back to Davy Spillane. And this is a song he put out on his Sea of Dreams record, the same album that that from earlier that he had done with Sinead O'Connor. It's his album, she guessed it. And this next song is just him solo. This is the encapsulation of the beauty of the Illan pipe. If you ever want to capture and envision what the sounds of the hills of Ireland sound like, with winds whipping as you make your way over the hills of Dingle, Connor Pass, or Connemara, or even just riding on the N1 heading into Dublin. This song does that. If you want to be in touch with me, you can reach me at ARSHIMBO on Twitter, or at nycstandard@gmail.com. This is Davy Spillane with Midnight Walker from his album Sea of Dreams on New York Standard. Happy St. Patrick's Day.